When you guys bought tickets to this event, you had the option of submitting your own stories to be read on this stage. And some people did, and a couple of them were chosen, and they got like a VIP package and shit. It's really cool. You're rewarded for your bravery at the Adler Planetarium. And this next gentleman is one of those people. This is Jacob Horn.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Hello, Evelyn.
Hello.
So, similar to Alyssa, I was the biggest runt of my family. I was a chubby little guy, you'll understand, as the story goes. I maxed out at about 220 pounds when I was in high school, but by being the runt, it has nothing to do with the size for me so much as like the size of the shadows of those who came before me. I had two older brothers, and any of the school teachers, any of the adults in my community, if they ever knew that I was a horn boy, they would have two reactions depending on which brother they knew. There was either Zach, he's my oldest brother, he was a wild man, he was your stereotypical bad boy, partier, rager. He would go drag racing out in country streets. We grew up in just farmland, where, you know, county roads, sometimes they're gravel, sometimes they're paved. Almost all the time they're being driven on at like 90 miles an hour by these reckless youngsters. Do underage drinking, things unheard of for a nerd like myself. He threw these like random parties, like stereotypical 90s parties where my parents weren't home and he and his buddies would bring their muscle cars, their Camaros, their Firebirds. It was like a 90s rendition of Grease. Loud music, loud cars, it was everything. But then in the morning, everything would be back to normal. I hope this does not get out of this room. I don't want my brother to find out that I've said this publicly. I still don't think my parents know about those things. My other brother, his name is Adam, he was a high school deity. I hope I'm saying that right. A D-E-I-T-Y. I don't know. I just say things. He would wear all white sometimes in high school. He would just wear a white shirt, white pants, and Chuck Taylors and just walk around. And everyone loved him. I would wear like sweatpants and a fanny pack because I was diabetic and I would need to put like, you know, like juice box and stuff. And, you know, I would get made fun of. It's comfortable and it has a purpose. Okay? I think it was much more of like a confidence sort of thing, and I did not have that. And so with their shadows, they both had something in common. They both played sports, and so I kind of had to follow in that footstep because it was expected of me. They played sports. I play sports. Zach was a linebacker for the varsity football team. Adam played basketball wearing those Chuck Taylors again. I don't know if he was any good. I don't think anyone else remembers if he was any good. He was just like a Harlem Globetrotter of charisma. That's all he needed. And for me, I just focused on those not moving positions for all of the sports. Yeah, all of the sports. Because those keeping score at home, 220-pound Jacob, I still played basketball, football, rugby, track, and soccer. But I would try to find those not moving sort of positions. I was a center for football. I was still the smallest lineman, though, which is fascinating. But my coaches would tell me, just throw the ball between your legs and duck down. We don't need you to do anything else. Because I would just like hope that the defense wouldn't even think to go around me. That was my hope. That was my prayer. I settled on being a goalie for soccer, as opposed to like a catcher for baseball, because I liked the idea that people weren't aiming directly at me at these 70 miles an hour fastballs. But it didn't matter. I was still just like following in their footsteps. So I tried to like branch out, and try to find an identity for myself, the little runt, the big little runt that I was. And I focused on music for a bit. And I tried to like, you know, like join a band. But even that didn't work, because it was a ska band filled with all of my brother's Adam's friends, Mark Beck and the Leave-In Conditioners. So it was basically like, oh, I've got a book full of them. And it was just like, they were just thinking to myself, oh, Horn knows how to play a horn. Little Horn can play. Let's get him in. Let's do this. And so I tried to pursue that, tried to keep going, did music in college, That still didn't, I didn't really try to go too far out of the shadow because I went in my hometown of Appleton, Wisconsin. And in the first week of college, I remember an upperclassman that I knew, he was like a junior and I was a freshman, and I ran into him and I talked to him, found out that we were both from Appleton. Like we both, you know, we're in the same city. We just went to different high schools, and, you know, caught up for a bit, and he was about to turn away and go. And I hear this girl ask and be like, "Oh, who was that?" And he says, "Oh, that's Little Horn." Couldn't even escape it then. So there was only one thing I had to do. Is the way I stopped being the runt, stopped being Little Horn, is I ran away, basically. I was the first horn to make it out of the state, even though it's just across the border. The day I graduated at 11 a.m., and by 11 p.m., I was moved into my apartment here in Chicago. Okay, thank you. Thank you. But that's when I realized, like, it finally sank in. I didn't have to play it safe. I didn't have to follow in the footsteps of my brothers. I love them dearly. But it did feel like that it wasn't like suffocating. It was more just like, a fortress just holding me back of just like, this is what we've established. You're not going to be able to surpass this unless you get out of there. And so I did. I moved here, pursue my passions of ska, writing, urban farming, you know, the usual 20s sort of stuff. And this nice little caveat I found recently was about a month ago, my brother sent me a text. He's a youth educator for a parish up in Green Bay. But during the summers, when he is off, he does landscaping for our town. And so he works with a kid that I coached. Once again, finding that lazy position where I didn't really have to do anything, imparted some sort of wisdom on these kids, even though I don't know how qualified I was. And this kid's name was Grant, and Grant talked about me as if I was some sort of god, apparently. And my brother says he was bragging to a friend that he works with Jacob Horn's brother. This is the first time in history those words were ever said. No one has ever referred to either one of my brothers as Jacob Horn's brother. I told him this, and he congratulated me. Thank you.
Thank you, Jacob. Congrats on making it out of Wisconsin. Oh, Wisconsin's not so bad, I guess. Yeah.